While providing an update on the COVID-19 situation on radio this morning, Dr. Kizza Beach outlined the local statistics for the virus. Dr. Kizza Beach said this country has so far confirmed 87 deaths from COVID-19. She also reiterated that some persons have died with COVID, although that was not the cause of death.
So our last figures have that we have had 6,599 cases of COVID. This is a PCR cases, not counting the rapid antigen cases. That's the last figure we had. Currently, we have 23 persons admitted to the Milton Keynote Memorial Hospital on male medical ward. That's our main COVID ward at the hospital. We also have patients in the observation area. Of those 23 admissions, 5 of them are fully vaccinated and 1 is partially vaccinated. We currently have 903 active cases. 87 persons have died from COVID, of which 2 were fully vaccinated and 1 person is partially vaccinated. I must note too that we have had persons who have died being COVID positive, but their cause of death was not COVID. So we have had persons who have died with COVID, but not from COVID. So we have recorded some persons like that.
The chief medical officer disclosed that the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is now the dominant strain in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
In terms of the circulating right now in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the dominant variant is the Omicron variant. And this is a significant change in the disease pattern. When we went into December, the dominant variant was the Gamma. And then between the December to the January period, we have moved into Delta, and now Omicron is the dominant variant. So that's basically where we are in terms of the COVID situation.
And Dr. Kizza Beach also explained how the Omicron variant is transmitted in comparison to other variants.
The Omicron is extremely contagious or infectious. So some persons might also have heard the term R0 or R0, R0, which says how many persons, one person who is positive with, who is infected with the virus, can infect easily. And the Omicron is up to between 7 and 10. Whereas the other ones, like the Delta or the Gamma, we were looking at figures like 4 and 5. So it's a significant increase. So one person can easily infect up to 7 to 10 persons. And this is what sparked, and these are the differences sparked the changes in the protocols over the last few weeks.
Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Simone Kizza Beach. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.